This parable of Jesus is a Matthean version of the parable of the great feast. Its structure is the first invitation, the second invitation, the rejection and rage of the king. It could also be called the war episode. The third invitation to all, the full hall, then the guest without a wedding garment, and his being cast out into the outer darkness. The structure of this parable is a kind of double shock. The first half is the shock of the invitations and then the rage of the king who is giving the wedding banquet and of the destruction of the murderers and their city. The second half of the parable ends with the shock of the guest without the wedding garment and of his being cast into the outer darkness. It is a complete reversal of expectations in relation to being invited to the feast with all of its implications of the great banquet in the kingdom of God. So that the recognition of that dynamic structure is helpful in relation to telling this parable. As is the case in many of these stories in Matthew, the war, the Jewish war, 66 to 70, the destruction of Jerusalem, the formation of the church as a Jewish sect within the community of Israel are factors in the associations of this story for Matthew's audience. It is virtually an allegory of recent history. The rejection of the invitation to come to the wedding banquet that was implicit in the rejection by many Jews of Jesus and his way is implicit in the first half of this parable. The second half is about the invitation to all those Jews and Gentiles who were now being invited into the kingdom of God. The shock of the no-robe guy implication is that in terms of the sociology of wedding garments, that it was clearly expected that everyone would wear a festive garment to a wedding. For someone to come to a wedding without a wedding garment was, in the context of the sociology of the first century in the Jewish community, an insult. It was a sign of indifference to tradition, to custom. In relation to the kingdom of God, as a parable, it isn't really clear for us what the impact of that is. Our best guess is that what was associated with this was a total disregard for the law, total disregard for convention, for tradition, and that this would have had for Matthew's listeners an association with that kind of indifference to normal practices, to the law, to Torah. So the implication of the story is that those who would have confidence that simply because they've been elected, that therefore they're in the kingdom of God, is always misplaced. It always is related to, in Matthew's telling of the story, being part of the banquet in the kingdom of God is also related to observance of good practice, observance of the law, and of right behavior. So there's no overconfidence in this parable. Anybody who is overconfident and thinks those things don't matter is likely to be cast into the outer darkness. This parable is then an invitation to reflection. And that's what you want to do in the telling of the parable, is to raise those questions and to have people, you know, come to the end of the parable and say, what? You know, why would this guy without a wedding garment suddenly be, you know, cast into the outer darkness? What is associated with that? And then to be thinking about, you know, what would be involved in that kind of attitude.